Aleichem. Today's question is going to build on what we saw yesterday. So a quick recap of what we saw yesterday. There is a machlokis whether we use salt or not with the matzah at the Lel HaSeder. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no difference between the Lel HaSeder and the rest of the year. Just like on the rest of the year, we have salt together with our bread. The Lecha Mishnah, of course, we apply salt to that. So too, at the Lel HaSeder with our matzah, we are going to apply salt to it as well. That is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. On the other hand, the Ramah says that that's not the Ashkenazic practice. The Ashkenazic practice on the first night, it could be both the nights, is that we do not apply salt to the matzah. He says that it's not necessary, it tastes well, and we gave various other explanations why at the Lel HaSeder we would not apply salt. Either it's not required or it should not be done at the Lel HaSeder. So bottom line is we have a machlokes. Do we use salt with the matzah shel mitzvah, that's the matzah that we eat at the Lel HaSeder, or not? So assuming that we do, assuming that we are going to use that salt like we do the rest of the year, how do we apply it? Do we dip the matzah in the salt or apply the salt to the matzah? And first we're going to talk about what we do all year round, and then we'll apply, maybe apply or not apply, maybe say Pesach is different. So it goes like this: all year round, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they don't distinguish. They just talk about having salt and don't say explicitly this concept of dipping the matzah, or we'll talk about challah all year round, into the salt, as opposed to putting the salt on the matzah. However, al pi kabbalah, for kabbalistic reasons, the minhag is to dip the challah into the salt and not put the salt onto the challah. Why is that? So the Sefer Derech Seuda explains as follows: melach hu midas hadin. When it comes to salt, that represents midas hadin, that is judgment, harsh decrees. On the other hand, lechem, bread, represents midas harachamim, mercy, the midah of mercy. And accordingly, what we do is we dip the hamotzi, we dip the lechem mishnah, the challah, into the salt in order for the midas harachamim to be in control, to be on top. And accordingly, we're going from midas harachamim into the midas hadin, because we want the midas harachamim to be misgaber, to be stronger, to be on top of the midas hadin underneath it. That is going to be the salt underneath. So that's what we do all year round, is we dip the challah into the salt and not vice versa. And in addition, another point, the Sidur Sitilusa de Avram says that we dip specifically three times al-Kabbali. He says, not like those people who want to say that you put the salt onto the bread. That's the wrong thing to do. We dip three times. We dip the challah into the salt and we do it three times. So that is what is done all year long, al pi kabbalah. How about when it comes to the Lel HaSeder? So when it comes to the Lel HaSeder, or all Pesach long, in fact, we would think to say the same thing. And in fact, many people do. Those who use salt do the same thing. However, there is also a minhag by some. It's brought down that this is the minhag of the Skver Hasidim, that they do not, although all year round, you would put the challah into the salt. But when it comes to all of Pesach, they do not put the matzah into the salt, but rather apply the salt to the matzah. What's the difference? So the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah explains, he thinks that it's because of the strictness of matzah shruya. What's matzah shruya? There are those during Pesach who are very strict that they won't eat matzah that became wet, or they won't cook matzah. For example, matzah brine, matzah falafel, and all of that, they're concerned it could become into chametz. It could turn into chametz. So here, again, because they're so strict, the severity, the strictness would be because when you dip the matzah into the salt, it could leave crumbs, and that could get wet later on. We leave the salt on the table, and that could cause it to become chametz. We're leaving peyruring, we're leaving crumbs around in the salt, and that could possibly become chametz, and accordingly they're strict about that. So they don't want to dip the matzah in the salt. They'll apply the salt to the matzah. So just to recap very quickly, we have two approaches. Do we use salt at all? The Shulchan Aruch says, yes, of course. The Lel HaSeder, we use salt just like the rest of the year. The Ramah says, no. And then we said, according to those who do use salt, What do we do with it? Do we do it like the rest of the year when we put the challah into the salt? Do we also put the matzah into the salt throughout Pesach? Not only that Lel HaSeder, but all of Pesach. And in fact, we would say yes. However, there are those who are nohig to not do it on Pesach because they're concerned about leaving, possibly this is the reason, leaving crumbs of the matzah and the salt. And accordingly, they apply the salt to the matzah. Have a wonderful day.